Gracious God, take our minds and think through them. Take our hands and work through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Please be seated. After hearing John's version last Sunday, today we read Matthew's account of the calling of the first disciples. While we can trace the beginnings of the Christian church to the work of the apostles in the book of Acts, each of our four gospels holds accounts of Jesus calling together the first community who would follow him. We are inheritors of that call. We hear, "Follow me," and know that it calls us just as surely as it called Simon Peter and Andrew, James and John. Just as their encounter with Jesus along the shore changed their lives, when we encounter and listen to Christ in Scripture and in the people around us, our lives are changed as well. And just like those who traveled alongside Jesus during his life, we too are sent to do the work of fishing for people, proclaiming the good news, and curing what ails the world. This story demonstrates an important model for us, a lens, if you will. All organizations of every type have a primary task. It is their reason for being and the activity that they exist uniquely to do. The first core model taught at the College for Congregational Development outlines this for faith communities. We are called to gather, to transform, and to send. I timed it just right and the tape failed me. The unique purpose and work of a congregation is to gather those called by God into Christ's body, that is the church, which is a community of transformation of our hearts and our minds and our actions to live our baptismal identity and purpose, and then to send these same people out into the world to both be and to act as God's loving and transforming presence. The context is our lives, of course. In other words, follow me, listen to me, fish for people. All churches do this work of gathering, transforming, and sending, but it looks different in every place because our contexts are different. You know this if you've gone to more than one church in your lifetime. Sometimes we do some parts of this better than others. For example, there are four parts to gathering people together. We invite people, we greet them, we orient them into our community, and then we incorporate them into our communities. A church might be really great at greeting people when they show up, but not as strong as actually inviting people, right? Or a congregation might offer really fantastic Christian education as a source of transformation, but not be as adept at, say, something like open communication, which is a part of the culture and the climate of a community, and it's another way that people are formed. And sometimes churches equip people to be sent out to live their faith really well in, say, the life of their family, but don't do as good of a job of connecting those dots for what their faith looks like in their work lives. All of this is to say that gather, transform, and send gives us a model that shows us our task as a community of faith. This is the work we are called to do. And it's also a tool that we can use to evaluate what we do well and to look for those opportunities of where we can grow. The disciples didn't always get it right in the Gospels, and we don't always get it right either. But what remains true is that Jesus calls us to follow him, and gives us ways to do that faithfully. In a bit, during our annual meeting, when we're all gathered around and have great potluck dishes in front of us, I'm going to share another one of the core models from the College for Congregational Development, and that one's called Sources of Transformation. It offers a lens of the ways that we are transformed in our community. It gives us a deeper look. This model, pardon me, delves deeper into the key means through which congregations offer this transformation of mind and heart and action, giving us another way to look at our life together and to help us, and this is why I'm telling you this, to help us envision where it is that we want to grow in the coming years. And so my prayer for all of us on this annual meeting Sunday is that we are ready to answer the call of Jesus Christ, our Savior, and to follow him into new life here at St. James. Amen.